USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrat spending policies for soaring inflation.
The $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package passed last year in March without a single Republican vote.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell citing the massive stimulus bill that President Biden signed. He said the Democratic-led Senate, House, and White House are continuing down the wrong path. McConnell adding, it's one of the reasons why the president's public approval ratings are in the dumps. Former President Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, is dead at the age of 73. The former president making the announcement on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump adding, her pride and joy were her three beautiful children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The former president is making his first trip back to our nation's capital.
President Trump plans to return to Washington, D.C. for the first time since leaving office in January of 2021. The America First Policy Institute is holding an invitation-only event on the 25th and 26th of this month. The event will be streamed live and is open to the press. The group has not specified the two-day event's location yet due to security reasons. Speakers include former Speaker Newt Gingrich, House members, senators, former cabinet members, and former White House officials. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Washburn Fire in California has crossed into the Sierra National Forest. National Park Service officials saying more road closures were made as the fire keeps spreading. It's just over 23% contained and so far has burned over 4,200 acres of land. The park superintendent saying the fire appears to be man-made. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The DEA reports that the majority of illicit fentanyl in the nation crosses into the United States via the southern border. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he's concerned about how the street price of fentanyl is dropping.
The cartels have seized operational control. We in Arizona, we've never seen the price of fentanyl fall this dramatically. In the last 14 months, it's gone from $20 a pill to about $5 a pill. And that means someone's son, daughter, niece, or nephew will die.
He says there needs to be more enforcement at the border. The DEA reports the nation saw a rise in opioid overdose deaths last year compared to 2020. Brittany Griner's ongoing trial in Russia is featuring testimony from defense witnesses. The director of the Russian basketball team Griner played for praised her for lifting the spirits of her team. The testimony came 1 week after the WNBA star entered a guilty plea while saying she didn't want to break the law. Griner stood accused of having under a gram of marijuana in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow back in February. South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdaugh is being charged for the double slaying of his wife and son. In June of last year, Murdaugh's wife and son were found shot to death outside their South Carolina home. Murdaugh was also accused of trying to arrange his own death so his surviving son could collect an insurance policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.